Now, last month, the Literary Festival came to Jodrell Bank.
Now, I was helping out with all the, on the sound side of things, our fantastic Moonbounce poem event. And it was a really fantastic couple of days, just getting everything working and actually hearing echoes coming back from the moon. It was brilliant. Now, we're a radio quiet site, so we weren't able to do the transmission ourselves. So we sent our audio to Dave Bigley, who's a fantastic radio amateur from Buckinghamshire in the UK. He transmitted our audio to the moon, where it was reflected back, and then we picked it up with the Lovell telescope here at Jodrell Bank. Now, because light takes a certain amount of time to travel the distance, and the moon's about 385,000 kilometres away, that means it takes 2.5 seconds, roughly, for the radio signal to go there and back. Now, to make sure that the audio transmission was working, we got Professor Phil Diamond, who's the director of Jodrell Bank Observatory, to test it out.
Okay, what we're going to do is Phil's going to just say a few words in a moment, and then we'll listen out for the echo, just to make sure that we've got the signal before we ask the Joanna to read her poem. Are we okay, Dave, to do that? Are you transmitting now?
Okay, I will start transmitting now.
Hello, Moon. Hello, Moon. As Erica just said, we can sit here and say this all day, but hopefully this will work. Hello, Moon. Hello, Moon. Hello, the moon.
There we are, that was Professor Phil Diamond testing out the system for us. Then we had the main poetry competition winner reading their poem. Then we had poems from around 8 school children in the local area who'd been to a workshop on the Friday and were then able to read their poems out to the moon. So we thought we'd give you a taste of 2 of those poems, the first by Sasha Gilmore and the second by Martin Blutch.
Close. Empty disco ball in space. Can you help me? Please shimmer back your answers, and I'll be very happy. Are you made out of cheese on the inside, or just full of jelly? Or do you just sneak into people's house and watch telly?
And finally, last but certainly not least, Martin.
I'm all alone in space. Nothing much to do. Along came a poem, and I bounced it back to you.
Now I think that was really wonderful. Now I think there was a plan to do a group shout. Yeah. Am I right? Excellent. You're in charge.
Okay. All right, so I think what we'd like to do is give everybody a chance to send their voice to the moon, and I think it would take too long to get you all to come up here individually and do it. So I suggest that what we do is we all shout something, and then as soon as we shout it, you're going to have to shut up quickly, okay? Because you're going to have to listen for your echo to come back. So I'm going to suggest something that we should shout, just to avoid any problems. I think we should shout, "Hello, Moon," and then we'll wait. And then I think we should shout, "Can you hear me?" And then we'll wait. Okay, so you have to wait for the echo. So I'll tell you what, are we all ready? Do you want to take... I'll wave my hand in the air when we're ready, okay? Or I'll...